everybody. Welcome to Geeks Next Door, episode 60. It's, June still? Is it June 18th? Something like that. 2017. I'm Chris, and everybody else is here. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Happy May 18th.
It seems like it's June. Who cares? Okay, so I thought we'd start tonight. Let's talk about, Amy had a good idea. Since presidents have been in the news, and the lack thereof presidents, we've had our what most consider the worst president in the world currently. Who is your favorite fictional president? The president that, like, inspired you or Mountain Dewed you or whatever did you throughout the ages.
I feel like we did look this up one. We, yeah, I think we did this one time, too.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
pretty because sure, remember we all voting. Said Camacho.
That's not true. Right. We said that because of something else. I don't think we talked about the president.
Oh, maybe. That's hard to recall.
Well, regardless, if you, and guess what? Can't take Camacho. Bam, done. Can't take Camacho.
Okay, that's fine. If five kings say that, you cannot take the fucking president from American president.
Wait, but that's the one that's like not the obvious.
Five king.
That's the one that's not obvious. So in order, the reason this isn't to be a dick, it's to order and to talk about discussion, to discuss more things. And if that, and we don't have to do American president, that's fine. We'll move on from there. But if we all, it's like the sci-fi thing. If we put Star Wars in there, then discussion just ends because we all say Star Wars is the best sci-fi. Don't worry about it. Fuck you. Except for Ryan, who's like, it's not sci-fi.
Ryan would say it's sci-fi because it takes place in space, while I would say it's fantasy because.
True. I think president-wise, this is gonna be tricky because it's probably gonna my number one president of all time will probably be. The president that I remember from a show. So, just to warn you that don't be too hard on me.
Well,
it might be.
Let's start with that. Who's that?
The one I'm remembering. I don't even know if it was a president, but I'm remembering. Remember that kind of not good movie with Steve Carell where they build an ark, and it was actually a very bad movie. I didn't think it was good. But
you
then,
mean Evan Almighty?
Evan Almighty.
The I sequel
feel like
to Bruce Almighty.
I feel like there was a president in that one at some
the
point.
The namesake of Dave's kid? He's like, I love Evan Almighty so much.
It was all Congress. I don't remember them meaning a president in that one.
Dude, that's the reason why you fucking named your kid Evan? Because of Evan Almighty? It's messed up.
Isn't it funny how that movie comes to mind? I think there just was enough like scenes in the Oval Office-y type, you know.
It was in the congressional offices.
Some shit like that. Whatever. Don't get all technical.
You
with
don't.
Me.
You don't remember. Okay. What about President Whitmore?
What are you talking about?
this is our Independence
is our
Day.
Independence Day.
Oh yeah. Right. I remember that.
There, I put mine up.
Just tell me. I can't see.
Yeah. Just.
It says, President Dale. I want you to know. I want the people to know they still have two out of the three branches of government working for them, and that ain't half bad.
Mars attacks.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't even watch that show, and I remember that. I think it's from the trailer.
There's mine.
Right. Okay, all right. What about you, Dave?
Which day?
I'm going to say our most badass president, well, and the one that I would like would be totally willing to take it to the terrorists and throw them off of his plane.
I was
Harrison
thinking of that
Ford,
too.
President James Marshall, Air Force One.
Nice.
Get off my plane. That's fucking badass.
I have a preference for Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer.
Ooh, very nice, Dave. Very nice.
I never saw that. I meant to, but I never did. It was
Vampire
that was one,
Hunter.
It was one of those.
Book
that
was better.
Like, you should see that. Well, they always are. But yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go with President Smooth Voice, who I don't actually know his name from Deep Impact, maybe.
Oh, President Beck. President Beck.
Played by ably played by Morgan dude.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman. Only because he is a president I can remember from a movie.
That isn't Andrew
Shepherd or President Whitmore.
Right.
Or Camacho.
But I think we can all agree Camacho is like the best president.
I disagree. Well, we're too close to reality now for that to be funny anymore. Right. Somebody look up his full name, anyways.
Come on, Joel.
It's more than that. It really is.
It's like 16 names. Somebody look it up.
Yeah, it's fucking President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Hubert Camacho.
Nice. That's pretty sweet. We should get...
Did Morgan Freeman play president again?
Yes.
In Olympus Has Fallen?
I think he played God, too.
No, he was not
he
the president.
He wasn't the president there,
He was he was like the secretary of something or other.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So what about... other presidents from other shows that you can remember? Because there's not that many that I can actually remember. I guess the president of the Federation in Star Trek.
Right.
What about President Rosalyn?
Ooh, there you go. Secretary of Education Rosalyn.
Secretary of Education Rosalyn, who became President Rosalyn.
From Battlestar Galactica.
I just remember when Charlie Sheen played the president for that tiny scene in fucking Machete Kills. It was like President President Rathcock or something like that. It was fucking such a badass name.
That's right. But the West Wing had a president that people seemed to like. I don't remember. I never watched the show, but I'm told people really liked him.
Nobody cares about the West Wing.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
West Wing was good.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Frank Underwood. Is it Frank? Yeah, Frank Underwood in House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Yeah, I never watched that show. People tell me I should, so I don't. You watch it. I don't want to.
Yeah, I just remember the president that Escape from New York, where it's all like, you gotta go rescue my daughter. Say Snake Plissken in there.
Do recall that. All right, cool. Even if we had this discussion before, I feel like we've furthered it. So thanks for because
you made it better.
I'm really hoping that we get a new one pretty soon, and I'll take any of those that you've mentioned, even Frank Underwood, who I hear is kind of a dick. I would take him over our current president.
He's a dick, but he's probably even better than Trump.
You know, non-presidents that remind me of presidents from shows. Remember that one with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis?
I think it's
the campaign
where they do this dirty like campaigning, and then Will Ferrell gets super pissed. He's like, I'm gonna go sleep with his wife. it was a pretty funny show, and someone actually punches a baby, I think, in that one.
Yeah, because he tries to punch the guy and the guy puts the baby in front of him.
I think it's awesome that Ryan couldn't think of any more presidents. He's like, let's just talk about things that are kind of like presidents.
they were kind of president, like they were campaigning and shit. And so,
all right, did anybody see, was it Jimmy Fallon recently, where he had a comparison between Legally Blonde and one of Trump's speeches?
Oh, I did see that.
And it was verbatim.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Plagiarized Legally Blonde.
Well, if you're going to plagiarize somebody, might as well go to the highest standards, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
Kid you not, Ryan. You just got to make sure it's... Look it up and it's... Jimmy Fallon.
Any of you watched The Last Ship? Was a show on TNT, I think? It's still on.
Is it Dynamite?
The first president was like a Secretary of Education kind of thing going on or whatever as well.
Yeah.
That was... I liked her until she got shot and died. That was good.
Kiefer Sutherland plays president on...
24?
Designated Survivor.
Yeah, I hear that's pretty good. There's probably one in that other show that Amy watched, the Scandal one. There's probably a president there. I don't know.
Yeah, considering it's all about... Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's go and make this podcast good. Yes, go.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. 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 Turn up the party.
Boom. All right. Go, Dave. Make it go.
Make it so.
Whoa,
so,
damn.
Raise your hand if you watched the Star Trek Discovery trailer.
Tag all of us so we could watch it?
I can't raise my hand, but I did watch it.
I shared it. I didn't tag you guys in it.
And let's talk about Klingons, shall we?
Oh, my God.
Do they look weird?
Well, first off,
Are you sure they're Klingons?
Yes. They're doing death howls, for Christ's sake.
First, CBS says, we should somehow come out in the fall. Still no premiere date. They want to finish all the production on all the episodes before they release it. Why? So they're in the middle of episode 6 right now, and I think they're doing 8. So, sometime in the fall. But yes, those are the Klingons. They said that they'll have an explanation in the story on why they look like they do. It is set 10 years before Spock and Kirk. The ship looks a little bit better than what we were.
A lot better
previously.
A lot better.
There's some points there. It looks good what they're showing us, except for the Klingons. But I'll take it.
The fact that it's on a limited channel.
That is going to hurt. That's going to hurt like crazy. I don't know what their threshold's going to be for having shows on their All Access, but it's not going to get very good ratings, because who the fuck wants CBS All Access except for Amy for The Good Fight?
Which
nobody else wants. So.
Maybe it'll draw some people.
Yes, yeah, but I agree, but will it be enough to keep it going? Because it's got to be kind of expensive to shoot. Those shows aren't always are. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're rolling the dice and trying to really give CBS All Access a kick in the butt. So, I mean, it's a risk, but then it could work.
Right.
I think it would be different if it wasn't CBS, right? I mean, if it was like Netflix, Hulu, those stations that are those channels that are primarily for streaming services, and the fact that you are a public broadcasting company that, you know, oh, we're going to do this off to the side service. That's why everyone's having problems with it. Is like, why aren't you putting it just on your main programming? Mm. You know. The other stations that have streaming services, such as like NBC, CW, it's free. You don't have to pay, and you can see the shows. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least get to watch the first episode on CBS, maybe.
I'm surprised they're not like, we're going to release it in the theater. Go to the theater and see the first hour and a half, and then see shows, just to get more money out of you. Because we want all the money you have.
Right.
They're like, well, ABC's already doing it, so we can't do that.
Yeah.
With Inhumans.
Oh, are they doing that?
Yeah. So they gave us... this week has been all the upfronts, which is when all the networks come out and say...
A forced mutation, but the genes are already there. It's like the genes are going to be there. You're going to, like, mutate no matter, you know.
Like, so... Everybody goes through it, or just like
everybody goes through it.
I'd be willing to do this.
But the thing is, if you don't have the DNA, nothing's going to happen to you.
Either way, I'd take the risk.
Right. But so that's the whole thing. Is like it gets into some crazy stuff. Like, you know, in Guardians of the Galaxy, Ego was a Celestial and stuff like that. Like, Celestials came and basically mutated people. Like, super long time ago, and then other alien races have come and, you know, mess with people's DNA, tons of stuff like that.
The Kree.
Right. Because what you find out is that all the people on the planet basically are antibodies protecting the planet, because Celestials gestate inside of planets, and then a planet is born, it explodes, you know, a new Celestial. Cool. It takes like a billion years for them to basically hatch out of a planet. And Galactus is keeping them in check by going around and eating planets, but very specific planets that have people, the Celestials gestating inside them. So, like, I don't think they're going to go that far, because that's some crazy-ass cosmic stuff like that.
So, maybe. It's not global warming. We're just gestating a Celestial.
So is like Xeno like the cousin of Galactus? Or Xeno following this?
Xenu is, yeah, it is, seriously, it's funny, like, he has these ideas, and he writes them down, and so he's like, oh, this is such a good idea, and then people be like, no, that's fantasy. You're making up some fantasy-ass shit.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. But, all right, cool. Well, I got a surprise for you guys. We are actually going to bring in our first guest speaker ever on the podcast. Our first person to ever come on and be like, hey, I'm a person, I want to come on your podcast.
Whoa. Did he pay our Patreon?
Hey, there is no Patreon. You be quiet.
We have a Patreon.
So we have joining us here. Oh, we got video. I love it. Aaron Huss, CEO and president of Mystical Throne Entertainment. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, how much are you guys doing?
Where you been?
What's up?
You're looking down on us like you're superior. What's up?
Yeah. I don't have a chair.
You don't have a chair? Well, we'll make it quick.
Let me get a chair.
Oh, that's weird. Oh,
man, this guy's like podcast rookie. First thing you need is a chair. That's what you sit on while you're talking.
Well, and the other thing too is you got to have your camera turned to face like
your computer,
computer, like an inanimate object in the room.
Right.
Yeah,
there you go.
My camera's on my laptop.
How's it going down there in Florida, Aaron?
Good. How's it up in cold Minnesota?
It's fucking cold. Not it was cold. Like 40 degrees today.
It was awesome.
It sucked balls.
It's only 96 today here, so.
Well, I'll take that.
That sounds terrible.
I'll take that.
Ugh.
It was like 80 yesterday and 40 today.
Exactly. That's what we get. Yep. Well, we wanted to get you on because we haven't had anybody on, and we thought, who better than somebody with his fingers on the pulse of the industry, of the role-playing game industry. Because, you know, we got our fingers shoved straight up our ass, so we figured we'd see how you're doing. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so tell all the millions of listeners we have about Mystical Throne Entertainment and what you're doing over there.
Hey, God. Oh, there we go. Okay.
What the fuck was that?
Sorry. I was messing with my Skype. It was doing weird things.
Because these guys might not even know. Anybody who's on the podcast may not even know. So what's going on with this whole thing?
Well, Mystical Throne Entertainment publishes role-playing game books for Savage Worlds, and then game of my own creation, the Entropic gaming system, and then I've got a couple other ones that I do as well.
The Entropic gaming system. So we've messed around with making a gaming system before. How did you come across it? I'm sure it sucks. So tell me more about it.
It sounds terrible, but I'm interested.
Color me intrigued.
Actually, it's funny you say that because some of the conversations that we've had in the past and some of our Tuesday nights played into some of the mechanics that I put into the game.
So. Ooh, so we get royalty kickbacks, otherwise we're suing your ass.
Whoa. Just feed off of your ideas, that's all.
Can you give us an example, or did anything come off the top of your head? If not, just tell us something about the mechanics, a little bit about it.
So, there was one of our conversations, Ryan was talking about the concept of team, you know, team mechanics in a game. And so there's some team mechanics in the game. So if you stay together and work together as a team and formulate strategies as a team, you can actually get bonuses.
Okay, cool. Interesting.
Doesn't sound like a Ryan idea.
Get all these kids.
Ryan would probably say, "Is there more magic? Is there a way to make wizards more powerful?" That sounds
yeah. Because wizards are just too weak.
Everything's balanced. Point is
a D20 system, or is it a D?
No, it's an escalating die system. So it goes D4, D6, D8, D10, D12.
When does it explode?
Does it explode? It better fucking explode.
Exploding die? No. Yes.
No. There's no exploding die.
God damn it!
You
put exploding dice back in.
No. I don't. That mechanic can get broken really fast.
Yeah, that's why it's awesome.
Yeah.
I have other mechanics that compensate for that. So.
And that can get broken equally as fast.
All right. So you're at small, like, you publish small, or you're like, compared to like Paizo or Wizards, that you consider yourself kind of small, right? Obviously. So tell me.
I'm minuscule compared to Paizo.
Well, so was Ant-Man, and he fucking had some shit of powers going on. So how do you compete? What do you do? How do you, like, get your shit out there? I mean, how do people know about it?
Well, I do distribution through RPG Now, Drive-Thru RPG, and Open Gaming Store, Paizo. Paizo does a lot of third-party PDF stuff, and then my own web store. But I try to look for the niche markets.
You don't want to take on the big dogs. Cool. So you like sit by, you get the crumbs that fall off the big dog's biscuit.
I stay away from the products that everybody else is selling.
Interesting. Okay, what's your experience like? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I just want to make things that are different.
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
Unique.
Okay. So how do you feel like the health or the state of the industry, the whole role-playing industry is? Like, you probably know a little bit based on sales and seeing other things rather than, I mean, we just play and have fun. So how does the industry feel compared to where it used to be?
Well, right now it's pretty dang popular, especially because everybody likes to use Kickstarter to fund their projects.
Interesting you should mention that. And Kickstarter is not something I had considered.
Oh, man, lots of people are using Kickstarter.
Yeah, okay. So
nobody like wants to pay for their own stuff. What's that?
Sounds like you don't like that, the way you say it. Is it?
No, the problem is that if you crowdfund something through Kickstarter, then it's almost like there's this stigma that it needs to be a big project. I don't do big projects.
Oh, you think so?
I don't have the time and resources and desire. Yeah, it pretty much anything that's funding on Kickstarter right now is a big project.
I didn't think about that. Okay, because we're kicking around an idea, a Patreon idea, and I never thought about the what's that?
Where'd Adam go?
He just disappears sometimes. Yeah. I never thought about the Kickstarter aspect. What do you guys think? What do you think it would work better as? Do you think it would work better on something like a Patreon or something or a Kickstarter?
So Patreon is good for small ongoing projects, and it's designed, for the I don't want to say the art industry, but anybody who would consider what they do as an art. But it's meant so that you continually fund multiple projects. It's not one big giant project, it's just a bunch of ongoing smaller projects.
And that seems like what we were thinking about, so it might fit a little bit better into there.
Yeah, right. I think with the Kickstarter you kind of have to have a cost to overcome in order to justify a Kickstarter. So it's,
that's part of it.
Beyond paying for time, you can value time, but Kickstarter you're usually saying, in addition to, the work, I need to buy a bunch of stuff to build this cool thing and give it to you. And the thing costs money, so I need money, so please give me money.
Sure.
So for Kickstarter, not only do you have to worry about your own costs, but you also have to think about the money that Kickstarter takes, the money that Amazon Payments, I think it's Amazon, or is it Google Payments? Might be Google Payments takes. And then you have to think of if you're offering product in print, how much it costs to print and ship, especially if you offer worldwide shipment, and then you have to find a way to fulfill all those orders, and it adds up really quickly. And nowadays with Kickstarter, everybody likes to see stretch goals, so they want to see your initial funding and then what's all the added bonuses that they could get if you go beyond your initial funding. So I actually ran a Kickstarter, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. It didn't succeed, but one of the comments I got was that somebody was complaining about the price of backing. They wanted this huge discount on the product that we were offering, even though it was already discounted versus MSRP. That wasn't good enough.
Okay.
So That's kind of what I mean, like the big projects.
Sure.
People want more.
Okay. For less.
Yeah, after talking a bit, it does not seem like Kickstarter is where we want to go with our project. Seems right. Like it'd be better on a Patreon page, just to see if there's anything out there for that. Okay.
What's the project? The podcast?
No. Anybody want to take a shot at explaining it?
Yeah, I'm still in the dark on it, so I'm not a pitch man.
We're really early in development. We haven't even shot
some sort of living
video
campaign
yet.
Thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a living game where people get feedback and they can name shit, and then we release it on a compressed like 30-minute video monthly kind of a thing. It's still in development. Hey everybody, unfortunately due to technical difficulties, Adam White, we're unable to bring you the rest of Aaron's interview. Aaron talked a little bit about us, talked about the projects he's doing, and generally we had a really good time. And unfortunately, something happened technically, Adam White, so we're not going to be able to bring the rest of it. In fact, we missed a little bit of our conversation as well. So what we're jumping into now is something about the dude that died, Chris Cornell or something, who I have no idea who he is. Apparently he's Ryan's soulmate or butt buddy or whatever. But that's where we're at now. Sorry about that. We'll try to do better next time.
We kind of remember some of his work, and some of them were really cool, and... For some reason, I always liked that one, and not a lot of people knew it, so I share that because not a lot of people knew it, and I liked it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't really know who the guy was. I figured it was...
I don't know either.
It's not like Prince died. I mean, Jesus Christ. No.
It's not like Michael Jackson died.
Bringing the podcast down.
Yeah.
Hey, let's bring it back up.
Damn, Adam.
Injustice 2 came out. People have been playing that. Looks pretty cool. I don't like fighting games, but I like the fact that I get to see all these DC characters in fighting games. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, Tiffany was all like, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't know.
Buy me this game.
Right. It might be that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really fun. It does that thing where it says, like, that really cool single player where everything interconnects and it's just really good writing and stuff like that, which you don't really get from fighting games.
Right.
So.
What? And no. In Mortal Kombat, the shell guy was going to kill the world, and it was really amazing. Right?
Which is funny, because you made that reference, but years later, like, the game that restarted, like, the really good story was Mortal Kombat 9, like, where it was, like, the super interconnected story. Like, they were just like, yeah, people play the fighting game. Like, what if we can get people who just play the single player and give them, like, 10 hours of story?
That's what I would do with this game. I would pretty much just play the single player. I'm not about going online and doing, you know, getting super combos and killing people. I'm just trying to play
a game. And you don't have to... know that much about, like, the background, because it's not connected to the actual comic universe. Like, some bad thing happened to Superman, and, like, now this is all connected off of that one bad event.
It looked pretty neat. The graphics were cool. I like when people do stuff, and then it seemed like they had some pretty fringe characters, too. Like, they have a lot of characters in this game. A few that I was like, I know that name, but I shouldn't know that name.
Yeah, they have some weird stuff. Like, they have, like, Dr. Fate, which is a weird guy to have in there. They have, like, Swamp Thing, which is kind of weird. But,
yeah, Swamp Thing, that's...
And the whole thing is, like, they've done, like, a thing where you get costumes and stuff, and it gives you slight bumps to, like, your fighting or your health or your ability damage or how often your super comes back up. So you're constantly collecting, too.
Yeah, you get loot. That's a good thing to do for a fighting game, is to give you rewards that can alter your character, kind of. That's good stuff.
Right.
That's cool.
And then they balance it out by, if you play against a real person, you both have to opt in to using loot on there.
Really?
Yep. So you can have your guy look any way he wants with the various costumes and stuff, but those also have stat increases and decreases and stuff like that. But when you go online, you have to opt into saying, like, okay, cool, your character will look how it looks, but do you want to have those weird stat bumps and stuff like that or not? And you're like, I just want to play a straight-up 1v1, how it's balanced, fighting
game.
See
how it goes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the guy I was watching today was playing Black Adam, and I don't even know who that is. I've heard the name, but I could tell you nothing about him.
Yeah.
He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to play him in the movie.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Basically, he is Shazam. The counterpart is like Shazam. Yeah. Like the bad guy to Shazam.
He did keep saying Shazam, which confused me. So,
right.
Well, yeah. Ryan, you said you're not taken when celebrities die. What about when The Rock dies? That's going to rock you to the core, isn't it?
I might actually.
It's your question. He's The Rock. He'll never die.
He's going to run for president.
Right. That is true. There is like those floating rumors where he's like.
Well, he doesn't deny it. People ask him, like, well, you never know.
That's the way to do Maybe. It. Just don't deny anything. People will think you're going to do everything.
Right.
Somebody put this up here. The Witcher is coming out? That's going to be a TV series?
Yeah, so Netflix is going to produce a TV show based on The Witcher books and the video games.
Like a live-action show.
Right. Live action, yep. It you know, everyone's already saying, well, here's the next Game of Thrones, but, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, they first kind of started off with, hey, we want to do a movie, and I think that's still kind of a possibility, but the guy who directed the actual intro videos for the game will actually be directing and producing the TV series. So, a lot of people are excited about it.
Right.
You know, again, it's Netflix, so we know they can churn it out. Right. We'll just have to wait and see. They really haven't given anything else but the fact that they're going to do it. So,
and the guy who writes the books is, like, on as creative consultant. He is basically having the George R.R. Martin job in the series. So... And it's weird because it's hardcore Polish. Like, the books are all in Polish, and then you have to find them translated.
And he's been doing this for 30 years.
Right. I mean,
That's how far back this goes. So.
Right.
Okay. All right. I didn't watch the Blacklight intro. Did anybody watch it? Is it good? Is it amazing?
I did. So, caveat, found out during the upfronts that the Black Lightning is not part of the Arrow universe. So they will not be having it involved with crossovers or anything like that.
What's the point of that? Yep. Why not?
I know. So in essence, this guy's a retired superhero, right? He's been retired for 10 years. He's a principal at a school. And, like, thug life is starting to really get in the way and threatens his family. So then he puts the suit back on and goes back out to fight crime. It looks okay. I mean, we'll see.
Is it going to tie into the anything? Or like the universe at all? It's just going to be a standalone show? What a guy.
It's a standalone.
Chris is out. I mean,
it's a DC property.
Probably out.
It's not going to reference at all. It's just a standalone separate thing.
It's like, why?
Might hurt it.
Yeah, exactly. Connections.
And it's a mid-season. It's a mid-season debut. I think it's only 8 or 10 episodes. I don't know what CW is actually thinking on this one. You know, maybe it's more of a test.
Who's developing it? Do we know?
It's Berlanti.
It is Berlanti, but he's like, you know what? I need somebody who's not connected to my universe.
I guess so. But yeah, it's a little weird. NCW announced their lineup for the fall, and they've moved some shows around. So
maybe they ran out of ridiculous town names for him to fight in. Centerville's already taken, and you know.
Starling
is such a great name.
Uptown. He's in Uptown. Don't worry about it.
Takes place in New Orleans.
Oh.
So.
Well, what do they call that?
New Orleans.
Down south, down the river town. No, you have to have weird towns in that universe. So when this show gets canceled, it's going to be interesting. Because that'll be the first, like, Berlanti show that gets canceled. Probably first year. Can you guys remember, like, what the really good series finales were for you? Like, do you remember any series finales that, like, you thought were the best series finales? Not the ones that get canceled, because those generally aren't the best, but what was, like, one of your favorite ones that you can remember?
Adams is MASH.
No, I didn't like the endings of MASH.
I didn't like the ending of MASH either. I loved the show. I didn't like the ending. It was okay, but it wasn't, like, amazing.
It's too sad.
And I think they killed Radar, didn't they?
No.
They killed. They did not kill Colonel Ritter. Blake. They killed somebody. I don't remember.
Killed Colonel Blake.
Oh, that shit. Was mid-season. The Shield, dude.
Not Blake.
What happens in the end of the Shield? Shit, I don't remember.
Like, everyone gets fucked up, and he has to live his life as, like, a terrible fucking, like, insurance salesman or something like that.
Yeah, that's good shit. He's basically a desk jockey, something he never wanted to be. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. That's a good one.
Battlestar Galactica?
Where they landed, I don't remember the actual finale, because it got messed up with... The last season of Battlestar Galactica, I didn't think was as strong as the other seasons.
Right. It would basically be like what we thought is like super far in the future is actually super far in our past, and like they're all our progenitors and stuff like that. So
yeah, so you're talking about like series, not season finales, but series.
Yeah, finale. Like series finales that end because it's hard to end a show. It's like ending a character. Basically, it's like how do you want your character to end if they don't die? Like, do you just want to retire him? How do you retire your character that you love? So that you essentially have to do that with TV shows,
right?
Go ahead.
Oh, and Angel, dude, I like that.
Angel was badass.
There's a dragon. Yep. I've always wanted to fight a dragon.
Credits. That's good shit.
Yeah,
right,
you're just
there.
Like, fuck yeah, right there. That's awesome.
I didn't like how The Sopranos ended.
See, I thought it was fine, but I wasn't. And I only watched this finale. I never watched any other show of The Sopranos.
The only thing that's memorable to me is because it just everyone had threw up their arms like, what do you mean? It just ends in black, and everyone got upset about it. So that's the only reason it's memorable is because people got upset, not the actual show.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, I remember not liking the Seinfeld finale.
See, that's the one I was going to bring up. I think that's one of my favorite ones.
I did like that,
good.
With all the callbacks.
Yeah.
All the callbacks.
Every single callback.
Yeah.
They're on trial.
And it showed that during the entire time, they're not good people. Despite the fact that you think they're the heroes, they're actually not really good people.
No.
It's the Liz Lemon effect.
They treated people like crap.
So I mean, maybe it was a good for possible ways to end it, but I guess... I just didn't enjoy. Maybe it just was hard to end that in a way that was enjoyable, that also was fit.
It could be. But people do look at that and say that was not a strong ending. I've always thought the complete opposite. I thought it was, you bring back all these characters, you find a way to bring back all these characters, and you see from their perspective all the bad things that they did to them over the years.
What did you think Next Generation ending?
Yeah.
All good things?
Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem I have with pretty much all Star Trek endings is they try to do too grandiose. Like, same thing with Voyager. They're like, all this big stuff happens and they do a temporal jumping and stuff, so you don't feel like you get really good resolution. You feel like there's time travel and who knows what's actually happening, and then they come back and, you know... I thought the Next Generation had a really good end scene, but I didn't like the actual... jumping back and forth kind of a thing. The end scenes where he goes in and plays cards with his crew, and he ends up by saying, oh, I should have done this a long time ago. And jacks are wild and the sky's the limit, and he deals out the cards. Yep. It's good shit, yeah.
Well, on Angel, I thought the Buffy the Vampire Slayer ending was cool.
I don't remember that. You're going to have to help me out.
Basically, the first, which was like the greatest of all the biggest evils that have been like behind all this stuff like that, they figure out a way to basically unlock the potential of every single girl that could possibly be a slayer. So basically she summons all the girls that could possibly stop this thing, and they finally fight, and basically they everyone who dies, you know, a bunch of people die, and basically they get out of town, and like, we've always been told that there's a hellmouth underneath the town of Sunnydale, finally the whole town is sucked into a giant gaping void underneath. And she basically, they destroy the bad thing, but yeah, it's like the town is done. Gotcha. Looks like Mordor style.
That's interesting.
There's the ending to Lost.
I never watched Lost, so I can't comment.
Meh.
What was it? What are you guys, I'm not hearing any jumping or on or off.
It's that thing like where it's like Lost, everyone's like, oh shit, what is it? And everyone's like, hey, I think it's Purgatory. And they're like, nope, it's not Purgatory. And then it kind of goes through a bunch of stuff.
And then seven years later, it was Purgatory.
It's kind of Purgatory. We just didn't want to admit that it was Purgatory. It was basically the whole concept was like, it was Purgatory, but scientists have figured out a way to actually break through, like, the walls and be able to go to purgatory and stuff like that. So it's like they had a pseudoscientific way of getting into purgatory and getting out of purgatory.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you get out without going through the process of being judged, your life is going to end up kind of shitty and stuff like that, because you weren't fully judged.
So some people were fighting to get back there, and some people were trying to get out and be reunited.
Right, it's all like, I'm a bad person, I'm in purgatory, I want to do whatever I can to get out of purgatory. And then, like, in using science and stuff, it's possible, according to that world, but then a lot of people are like, I got out, and I need to get back, dude. Like, my life is, like, since I wasn't properly judged, I need to get back there. So, and it was basically everyone who crash-landed on the plane, you know, they all waited to be judged together. Some people were there for a long time, but because time is all different there, you know, once everyone finally got backed, everyone could be judged together, and they made it to whatever their respective afterlives and stuff. It didn't tell you what kind of afterlife it was. That didn't really matter. But.
Okay.
Hey, did, so Breaking Bad had an interesting ending. Some people liked it. I thought it's hard to end things, and I thought they did a fine job. Another question I had, How I Met Your Mother, did that finish?
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Adam knows about that.
I don't know these things, but I figured that one kind of like the show always talked about the end of the series.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of interesting, so I don't know if that was good, but that seems like an interesting case.
Who watched that? Adam, did you watch that?
I did.
I watched it.
You both watched that show? Tell me about it. What happened?
So, at the end... let's see what happens. Okay, so they went to the wedding, and then
whose wedding?
It was Barney and Robin's wedding.
I don't know who those people are, but okay.
And NPH and
Kobe Smulders, Maria Hill,
Kobe Smulders.
Yeah.
So they got married. They fast forward, end up getting divorced, and then character, what's his name? Ted. He and Robin get together after he met his wife and had two kids, and those kids are like, so pretty much he's telling the story, the death story of his wife to his kids the whole time.
He's telling his kids about their mother.
Correct.
Which he doesn't meet until the last season of the show.
Oh, I don't like that.
So then the kids at the end are like, well, wait a minute. This sounds like this was more of a love story about Aunt Robin than it is about our mom.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And they're like, well, why don't you go get her? Like, you love her, so why don't you go to her? And that ends up him going, the last scene is him literally going to her and them reconnecting.
Okay, well.
Is he old at that point? And do they show it?
No, they're like, kind of.
40s.
Old. Yeah, 40s.
I like it from a structure standpoint. I'm not invested in the characters because I don't know anything about the show, but I like it from a structure, like the way they put it together. So,
yeah. I think everything but the last season is really good.
You kind of want some payoff, like this character has been around the entire time. That's who it is. But that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what it was that the executive says, okay, you know, you've got a season, and I think they gave him a half season to finish your story. And so they kind of had to rush it.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't. Maybe the whole thing was that this isn't really a story about your mother. It's actually a story about what I had in my life and what I'm missing from my life. And I can see it on many different levels, and I think it was good writing.
I like this. The way it described sounds like a pretty smart ending.
The way it's described, yes, but it was rushed.
Also, we don't know the characters. Like, I don't know. I might be pissed off if I knew the characters and I didn't think that fit right, but that's not where I'm at.
Because they did film, like, multiple endings, and they didn't release them they didn't release the proper ending until...
Interesting.
Well, and all those scenes with the kids were all shot in the very first season.
Yeah. Every scene was...
Yeah, sure. That's easy to do. Yeah.
And they just threw it out throughout the whole 7-up seasons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they shot pictures with the kids throughout the seasons, and then at the end they...
It was all at the beginning so that, like, he's telling the story, right, and they all remain the same age. If they were telling a story and would film it, like, over the course of whatever, 8 years, they would go from being 10 and 12 or something like that to fucking... 18 and 20, right? And it's like, really? You've been telling the same exact story for fucking 8 years? No. So, they filmed all the stuff, like, to make sure the kids stay all the same age.
Oh, they show the kids? Do they show it every episode?
Not every episode.
Really? Well, it's pretty close to every episode, I thought.
Oh, maybe I never noticed that. Well,
So, now if we flip this 180, what are some unsatisfying things, some series finales, because they got canceled, because of anything like that? What do you feel?
Firefly.
Yeah.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, really? That hit you hard?
I love that
I heard you talking about it on the other podcast, and I was like, yeah, I like that show too.
I really like that show, and it got 11 episodes or something like that. So.
You know what hit me really hard is fucking Quantum Leap, bitch.
That was a good show.
I don't remember the ending.
The ending was like that. It was like a kind of a sad episode, and then it goes black. Dr. Sam Beckett never returned home. And you're like, it's for cereal. That's what happened.
That is awesome.
They were hardcore back in the day. They're like, kids watch this show.
It was like a fucking Poochie episode of like fucking on The Simpsons where it's like, Poochie died on the way back to his home planet. And it was just like, and they spelled his name wrong even. Like,
really?
I should fucking, yeah, here. Fucking
wow.
Copy image, paste it over here.
Look at
Samuel Beckett. Sam Beckett. Beckett has two T's in it. It had two T's in it the whole entire series, but they didn't. They just put a black screen.
That's too bad.
Like, that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that is a rush job right there. Like, we don't have time to video it. Just like put, like the words on the screen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get the guys on that.
I was like, hey, it's the fucking 90s. Nobody gives a shit. Just do it.
I thought Dexter, if anyone watched that, Dexter was, that fucking ending was terrible.
I stopped watching like in season 4 or 5 or something, so.
Right. Yeah. It's all like, oh, you drove out his boat out into like a fucking hurricane, which is fine. That's dying. You want to kill yourself because you can't control your lust for murder? That's totally fine. But then they show him, like they pan to a shot of like big in like the Pacific Northwest logging town, and he's just like sitting there with a big beard going like, you're like, what the fuck is this? This is terrible.
He's like, are you gonna go kill something? What's going on?
Like, what are you doing? Why did we didn't need that shot? Because that shot basically got rid of his whole sacrifice of like what he did. Yeah. It basically negated that whole emotional sacrifice.
That's too bad. Yeah.
Did Freaks and Geeks end like that too? Like, just kind of end, or did it have?
She was supposed to be going away to college, and she got on the bus with that other chick, and they were going to follow the Grateful Dead around. It could have been like super fun because it would have been like, oh, cool, she's off kind of doing her own thing, and the kids are still like having.
But was that intended to be a serious finale, or was it just like
I don't think so.
And then they stopped making it? I felt like it just ended, and that was a show that I liked a lot. I don't know if they could have, because it was the pace that show. They just showed things happening, and that was part of its charm.
And I also think it was really expensive because they had a lot of fucking music in that, like a lot of like late '70s, early '80s, like actual music. So I think that shit got expensive really quickly.
One of my other ones was fuck. What was the name of that show? It was all colorful and had to do with flowers.
Pushing Daisies?
Yeah, Pushing Daisies. I love that. I like that show. And
that show was so good.
It just
Pie Maker?
Yeah, it just got abruptly canceled. And I don't even think it even had an end of a season, honestly. I think it just kind of ended in the middle of the season.
Right. Ryan, if you had to watch the show, I think you would like it because it is very... It's fantasy, but it's super bright, and it's got a guy who's got a power to bring people back from the dead, and if he touches them again, they die again. So he basically like, can't touch people because they'll die, but then if someone just died, he can touch them and they'll bring back to the dead. They won't be zombies, but they'll kind of be zombies. It's super fun. The writing is really good. Like, the dialogue is excellent. The dialogue is really good.
And it's like 20 half-hour episodes, so it's really quick. Yeah. But then again, you're like, oh, I like this show. Why did they fucking cancel it all of a sudden? Why did I put myself through this?
Right.
You know what?
How did Chuck end? Did Chuck have a good ending? I remember we used to watch that one pretty pretty consistently.
Yeah, Chuck was good. I really liked that
show.
Yeah,
because of that Veronica or Vanessa or whatever her name was.
Oh.
She was hot.
Good old Chuck Bartowski.
Oh, yeah. He lost his powers, and then at the very end, she ends up with him.
Oh, that's right.
Ends up with the powers.
I don't remember how that movie ended or show ended.
Yeah. They end up having to find the original creator, and which was his friend. And then, yeah, she ends up putting on the glasses and getting the powers instead of him.
Okay.
But it had fucking Casey. Oh, yes. So good. man. Colonel John Casey. And everyone just ended up living in the same apartment complex. It was so good. Him and his boy, fucking Morgan, love Dune as much as I love Dune. Like, those guys fucking love Dune.
Yeah.
I should really watch a show again.
You know what show I wish would have ended better? Because it devolved into seasons of I didn't know what the fuck they were doing with Sliders. I love, like, the first two or three seasons, and they're like, there's Cro-Magnon people around, and they're doing stuff, and what the fuck's happening? It's like every time they killed off a character, they just replaced it until there was nobody left in the original group.
Wasn't it like they replaced it with, like, the guy's brother?
Yes, it was always somebody close. Yeah, really? Like, just end the show, but it had, like, eight seasons of people I didn't know who they were.
Like, I liked it because it was, like, a funny version of, like, like Twilight Zone or something. It'd be like, okay, we're going to teach you a moral lesson about the world because this one little thing has changed. And it's interesting where it's like, oh, cool, we're going to the world where everyone who is like white people are all like the minority and stuff like that. And like two of the characters are white, and they're like, oh, wow, this really sucks. Now I understand more about what it's like to like to be prejudiced against and stuff like that.
Thanks, Sliders, for teaching me everything.
Right. But it was just a fun thing where it's like always something happened. It was like, oh, we can't get home. It was like, oh, cool, Quantum Leap. Yep, can't get home. It's like, it's like Voyager. Oh, we're thrown to the other side of the galaxy. Can't get home. It's always like, can't get home.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I think Voyager kind of ripped off Star Trek The Next Generation's ending because they were just basically doing a bunch of time. She was jumping through time in order to do stuff. And it was,
Oh, man. Fucking Bryce Larkin. Oh, I'm going to go watch the show. Chuck, again. Good job, Ryan, bringing that back into my consciousness.
Wheelhouse.
I think that was the end of season four I'm talking about.
I'm reading they had five seasons.
They had five, yeah. I was just reading an old article on how it ended. And the final
Just such a nerdy guy, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, cool, we gotta have this super hot spy lady pretend to like me, and then she, like, actually likes you. And she's like, I'm gonna wear the Princess Leia costume because I know it's important to you. And you're like, this does not happen in real life. It was basically, yes, it was everything you want. Because wasn't it a Chuck Heroes, like, double feature? It was always like, I think those were both on Monday.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that was a good show. You're right. What? That might be. No, it's not. Is there any shows you watched like that were really good the first couple seasons, and then they kept going, but you're like, I don't like this anymore. I'm not going to watch it anymore, and you're not exactly sure what happened because you stopped watching it.
I stopped watching Supernatural after like season like seven. Yeah.
Dude, it's so good though.
Supernatural,
like, it's too many, I know
it's so amazing. They're like, they just keep getting older, but they know that and they keep bringing it up. Why are we still doing this?
I just like when they start is like, all right, bud, you're my younger brother and you're like gonna graduate college next year, so I know you're 22 and now you're like 40.
It has been like 15 seasons. It's awesome. And they're like, how many times have we saved the world? The world three times, the universe twice, so...
Right. I just like they escalated enemies. It's like you're like, okay, cool, they're getting to angels and stuff, and that's cool, all right, demons, all right, that's totally cool. And I'm like, how do you escalate it further? You're like, now we gotta make up things that are like in like fucking elder gods and shit like that are from like the...
It's a D&D campaign. You start at level 1, you're fighting one demon, it's really hard. At like level 10, you're fighting demon after demon, and then you meet gods, and then you're fighting... It's good times. It's just hard to go back after that because they're like,
All right,
like, so what do we do? We basically have, you know, we took care of God. We took care of all these primordial beings. Oh, there's a demon over there. What do you want to do? Is it worth it? Can we get somebody else to do this? Because we got, I don't know, I'm tired.
Right.
But yeah, you watch it just for the writing right now. It's fun. They know that they're ridiculous and awesome. So.
And I like the fact that the two actors are not like, have never gotten to the point where they're like, you know what? I'm too good for this show now. I've been on the show for fucking 800 years. You know, I'm not too good for the show. I'm just going to keep having fun and going back. And
yeah, I don't understand how that's going to end. Because, like, you've had 4 apocalypses. How are you going to end the show? I just don't understand it. Yeah. All right, cool. What else is going on? Anything? I mean, that was fun to talk about. I like TV shows and movies. Good job. Who's this chick that looks like Aquaman's wife?
That is Aquaman's wife.
Is it?
In the upcoming Aquaman movie, it's Mera.
I would be Aquaman if I had that next to me. I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll be the lamest superhero no matter what. Yeah.
Lame.
Like, yeah, is Marina. She a hero? She has powers.
Why is her vagina plate too high? It's like way up there.
And it's inverted. It needs to be flipped.
Or is that not her vagina plate?
I think that's her belly button accentuator.
Oh. It's the Aquaman. Symbol. I posted that for Adam. There you go, right. Adam.
It's like, this points to my belly button.
Put that on your phone. Instead of the Aquaman picture, put that one on.
That's a good idea. I should do that.
That's a good idea.
Until Joyce sees it.
That was a good idea. But, I don't know. There's not too much going. Those were big announcements. There's a lot of TV announcements this week.
A lot of TV coming up.
Yeah, we're going to be getting into summer, and then all the stuff is going to come back in September. Yeah. So,
Adam posted this, but he hasn't talked about it yet, I think. The Dark Crystal prequel.
Prequel, right?
It's coming out to Netflix, too.
Yep. That's a good place for it, honestly. I think it is. Where else do you need it?
Everybody loves Dark Crystal.
Not everybody. That is a great example of a TV show for kids or a movie for kids that they would never make today because it scares the shit out of you. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? It's like the Neverending Story. You can't show your 7-year-old the Neverending Story. They'll have nightmares for months.
Right? What about the Secret of Nim? Did you get scared from the Secret of Nim? Because that was fucking scary too.
I don't know. I think it's because we grew up with it. It's like it didn't bother us as much.
But you're right. Dark Crystal is a fucking scary show.
Yeah,
gave people nightmares. Goddamn that Jim Henson.
Are you guys still watching Rick and Morty? I've been asked to ask about Rick and Morty. You guys watching that or?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. They actually released a little thing with that had to do because Alien Covenant comes out. They just had this little thing where they were flying through space and they got this distress signal, so they like landed. They're like, "Oh, cool! There's an alien ship and stuff like that." And the space hugger jumps out and lands on Rick's face, like, and tries to like inject him with it. It just goes like, and falls off and dies. He's like, "That's what you get, Morty, for taking so much drugs and alcohol." It's like, like he's immune to being like implanted with aliens because his body is so filled with narcotics and alcohol.
Gotcha.
Did anybody come up with the Szechuan sauce yet?
I don't know what that is.
No. McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Right.
When the episode you had us watch, he was trying to like go back to a certain time to find the recipe or something.
He's like, "This is the only place I get the Szechuan sauce."
Gotcha.
So that movie comes out this weekend. Does anyone? I would like to go see it.
What movie?
Wait, did you talk about movies?
Rick and Morty, the movie.
Rick and Morty, Aliens. Anybody want to go? Rick and Morty.
I said they had a thing, Ryan, with Rick and Morty about Alien Covenant.
We follow you. All
right.
Right. Yeah. I should just make a programming thing like Ryan can look and he goes like, this, if this, then this. Oh, he's talking about a movie now. I got it.
Yeah, we could try to make plans. I don't know. We'll see. I have a hard time leaving Amy at so late these days, you know, because she, like, needs to sleep during those times. But we'll see. We'll talk about it.
I've heard that if you can buy sleep from John Fairbanks, he'd be willing to sell hours of sleep.
Oh, yes, he would. He would just fucking sleep forever and sell it to you. Oh, my God. Can you imagine how rich lazy people would be and how amazing life would be? If you could buy, like, an hour of sleep for, like, $10, I would be fucking poor as shit and I would never sleep.
Yeah, I would totally buy that. I would buy, like, 1 hour, like, just when you need a little pick-me-up, just boop. There you go.
But see, now, what if it was only one person who could, like, basically could, it would have to farm his whole day out and be like, and then sell it. But he's the only one that produces, like good sleep. Everyone else could produce, like, the cheap sleep, like the energy drink energy, where you're like, oh, I feel great for 45 minutes, but then you feel like shit. But then he gives you an hour, feels like a legitimate hour of good sleep. Everyone else is like a cheap sleep. And he's like, I'll give you that good sleep. I'll give you $100 an hour.
I'll be right back. Talk about Blade Runner. Was there a new trailer or something? What happened?
No.
Talk about it. Are we seeing it? When's it come out?
Not since we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Everyone wants Blade Runner. Everybody loves that.
What do we know about Blade Runner?
Well, it's how many ever years later, right?
Right. TV show? 2049. That doesn't come out until October, though. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it looks good. Gonna see it.
Is there a trailer out on that one?
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago when the trailer came out. In essence, Ryan Gosling's character is the new Deckard, and he's tracking down some illegal replicants, it looks like, but to get help at doing that, he's gonna go find Harrison Ford, which is Deckard, and I don't know, I thought it was interesting. He was about to admit, you know, there's a scene in the trailer where he's like, Ryan Gosling's like, I need to ask you some questions. And that falls back to the original movie when, you know, in order to find out if someone's a replicant, they ask a series of test questions. So,
I haven't seen that in so long.
I thought you said you didn't see it.
Well, I think I've seen bits and pieces.
A replicant, so that could be where they're leading to.
Yeah, we should, though, before it comes... Did you guys talk about when it comes out? When's it come out?
Not until October.
Oh, fuck. But we should one of these nights get together and watch it, because it's been a while since I've seen the original, too, so...
It'd be fun.
Yeah, and I think gave you the director's cut, so that's a little bit longer, too.
Well, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of versions of it. There's, like, the work print version of it, because everyone's like, I need to know more information about this movie. But next week, next Friday, is, like, the movie. It's a little Baywatch with The Rock. Right?
That movie looks funny. I like it that they went funny and cheeky on it, because, like, if they went serious, it would have been weird.
Right.
I agree.
Like, I don't even think The Rock... Maybe The Rock... Can The Rock do serious? I don't know if The Rock can. He's a great actor, but he doesn't do serious very often.
Yeah, no, right. he's done primarily comedic...
Right.
Or action movie, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so his seriousness is in the form of, hey, look at me, I'm a strong, tough guy.
But, like San Andreas.
Right. But
he excels in the comedic roles.
Super good at comedies.
Yeah, he's hosting the finale of Saturday Night Live this week.
Right. Really?
Yep. He's going to play Camacho.
That would be funny.
No, I think if he's going to do anything, what they need to do is they need to bring back when he was... Barack Obama and became the Rock Obama and was like, ah, I'm the Rock Obama.
That was an SNL skit with Pharrell, wasn't it?
Yep, that was an SNL skit.
That would be perfect. Well, too bad Pharrell's not there, because they could easily be making.
He can come back just for one episode.
You get Alec Baldwin in there to play Trump, and it's like talking to Pharrell's Barack Obama.
Right,
and it's just getting madder and madder and madder, and all of a sudden they pan away, and out comes the Rock Obama.
The Rock Obama, that would be great.
This shit writes itself.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so let's talk about shows that you thought were dead that are coming back.
Whoa, I don't know what's dead.
What?
Arrested Development. coming back for a fifth season. You thought it was dead. But it's coming back.
They don't like.
I never really watched that show too much. I watched it occasionally.
It's funny.
Yeah, people always told me that. And then I never watched it.
it's worth the sit down and binge it. Cause,
you know, I don't know, shit. Man. I can't fit any more shows in my life. I can't fit the shows I have in my life in my life. I have so many shows.
Chris is speaking my language for once over there.
It's ridiculous. Well, I got 24 hours, too. I don't know how you do it with 22 hours. Ridiculous. Yeah.
So, Twin Peaks? You thought that show was dead because it was off the air in like 92?
That's 25 years old.
It's 25 years old. Showtime.
So that makes it a reboot, right? At this point, if it's 25 years old...
No, it's not a reboot. It's not a reboot.
It is a sequel that basically goes back to the same town 25 years later.
With the same characters.
All the same characters.
And it's on Showtime. And I believe it starts on the 21st. So it's coming back... this weekend?
Yes.
I think?
Yep.
Which,
yeah,
I don't...
was rewatching the original series.
How many seasons are there? Like three?
What's the date today? Yeah.
18th. So the 18th.
May 18th.
Can you binge two seasons of Twin Peaks in 2 days?
I wouldn't want to, honestly. I don't remember... This was not my show. I never watched it when it came... When did it come out? Like 87 or something? Or?
90.
Yeah, I was 13. No. I was playing baseball and basketball. Fuck Twin Peaks. I didn't care about Twin Peaks. I'm sorry, I was reading comic books and playing video games. I didn't care about Twin Peaks.
Yay!
Same year, Northern Exposure came out.
Such a dumb show. I'm sorry.
No, it's fucking hilarious.
Only people that live in the North have ever watched this show. The rest of the country just makes fun of it.
I like Northern Exposure.
Of course you did. You're from the North.
I feel like it was like a... I don't know why it was good. I think
it was
like laid back.
Because it was a lighthearted comedy.
It was a very peaceful, like slow pace, but funny stuff happened and there's interesting characters. I don't know. I'm a Northern Exposure fan and I'm not afraid to say it.
Ron, I'm with you on that one. I never watched Twin Peaks, but I'm kind of interested because I might want to... go binge the first.
You can watch it's 30 episodes because the first episode was a short episode. It was 8,
and they're not very long either, right? They're half hour shows, right?
Let's go back to this Twin Peaks thing. Is this for us? Are we supposed to like this? Because I never watched the first one, or is this for our parents who were 30 at the time?
It's kind of both.
Yeah, it's kind of. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of both.
I don't really care if who killed fucking Sarah Larson or whatever her name was.
Laura Palmer.
Yeah, I don't care. I think went to high school with Sarah Larson. Sorry.
I don't even care if she's dead. Sarah Larson, if wherever you are, you're dead to me.
God. You got him. You got him to leave.
Like, I'm out of here. I've had enough of this.
Like, I think you could get away with watching the first season. Like, the main season, which is, like, I think was the more complete story because it was, like, 8 episodes condensed, like, more plot in each episode. The cool thing is you had, like, the overarching thing of, like, who killed Laura Palmer. Boom. That's the thing. That was the big thing.
It's like an X-Files-y show, too, so it's, like, weird.
Right, with no real supernatural or sci-fi things. It's just, like, weird stuff. So, it's, like, weird characters. So... like, probably it was interesting, and it's like I said, I don't remember anything about the second season, I just remember about the first season.
It's probably worth kicking
like,
around.
Like, that's a damn fine cup of coffee. A damn fine cup of coffee. So, but it's interesting, if people watch it.
I won't watch it, I know that.
I know. You like, what, like, the other day when you were, like, texted when I was getting on League and you were like, hey, you want to play a game? What were you doing at 11 o'clock at night watching TV? What were you watching?
I was watching...
Oh, you're watching Naked and Afraid.
That show's good, especially the XL edition.
I was about to ask, was that the XL edition? Which I think means fat people naked and afraid.
No, that'd be interesting. Maybe less interesting, but it's just where they stay for 40 days instead of... 21, which is the normal. And 40 days is more interesting because you can't actually survive 40 days if you don't, like... Like, sometimes they'll take the 21 days and they'll just, like, sit there and be like, All right, here's my plan. I'm not going to move a lot, and then I'm going to drink water from the stream. And then, like, okay.
And then dive dysentery.
Right. And, like, sometimes they'll try to catch stuff, but in 40 days, if you don't catch stuff, if you don't find food, you're not going to make it. So they try to set up camps, and, like, it feels like they try to start. If you make it 40 days, it's almost like they had to build a system where they might have been able to continue to survive. And so that process is more interesting. They just do more cool stuff. More hunting, more fishing, more building shit. Right. You know.
Speaking of 40 days, you guys remember that movie like 40 days and nights or something where the dude tried not to masturbate. No, he couldn't come at all. 40 days and it ended with him being raped by his ex-girlfriend and nobody talked about that.
Yep. Because he was fucking going in delusional hysteria and it's just.
And he tied himself to his bed so that he wouldn't masturbate and then she came in and raped him. Now, if you reverse that situation, I think he got a
felony. That's really messed up. Yeah, that's like super bad. But it's just all like, it's just like, oh, sorry, that just happens.
You tie yourself to a bed, you're going to get fucked. Nothing you can do about it.
That reminds me of another show that was on. There was like a judge in it. And there was an episode where they actually prosecuted a girl for raping a guy in a very similar scenario.
Law and Order, Special Victims?
Yes, probably a Law and Order.
No, it wasn't. It was like a cheesy show with like white picket fences. For some reason, white picket fences is important.
Was it called Picket Fences?
Is that a show?
Yeah, in like the 80s.
It might have been that.
Well,
it was old. It could have been Picket Fences. I think that's probably it.
It definitely wasn't. That's like a
Here comes the Google machine.
It was not Picket Fences. There's no way. That was like a sitcom in like the 70s, like late 70s, early 80s.
Picket Fences. I think it was.
That's Ryan's jam right there.
I just remember it. Whether it's a thing or jam, whatever a jam is. Picket
Not my fucking jam, it's your jam.
Episode where man
raped by woman.
By a woman.
His fucking baby.
I think it was Picket Fences.
He's getting porn now.
just need Amber to walk in behind him. What are you looking at?
Is that girl being fucked by a picket fence? What the hell are you looking at?
A ton of Law and Order things on this one. I'm going to type Picket Fences just to see if that was right. It looked kind of right. And the white fence was very important to my memory, so that's...
It's because he was raped with a white picket fence.
Yes, Ryan, that is fucking crazy that you remember that. Because there's an episode that has to do with a male teacher accusing a woman of raping him. The defense is all based on the fact that the man climaxed. In the end, the woman is found not guilty.
Wait, yeah. List of Picket Fence episodes.
What year was that?
Let's see. Picket Fence.
92?
The show was on from 1992 to 1996.
Damn, they were hitting some hard themes back in the early 90s about women raping men.
Right, yeah, I'm actually looking up. There's a whole thing about, like, you know, the stuff they did, like, you know, belligerent sexual tension, death, blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch of weird stuff that they hit. And basically. And they basically are the defense to use the, like the not if they enjoyed it rationale, which is, I guess, a thing like a rapist has to do with it. If, like, you can't rape a male because if he comes, then he must have enjoyed it.
That makes no
sense. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Although, so that was 1993.
I kind of understand where the defense is coming from. But that's just because I'm a man's man who likes to be raped.
But that is, Ryan, like, you can't remember plots of anything ever. Yeah, you can remember a fucking Picket Fences episode from 1993. Like, dude, your brain is so, like, weird and jumbled. It's like there's no way, like, that's like a weird, like, compression. Like, your brain needs to be, like, reformatted to make sure...
It does. It's got some weird stuff in there. I don't know where it came from. That one's been buried for a while.
That was.
Really I like that weird. Show though. I remember liking that show. It was like a fun show.
Right, because it had like the town cop and stuff like that. And
reminds me of fucking Twin Peaks.
I don't think it does. But that's cool. Other than that, I don't have much of anything.
That's a lot of stuff right there. We just mashed through.
Yeah, we went through a lot. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening, for putting up with Aaron Huss. I mean, for enjoying Aaron Huss.
Hi,
thanks,
Aaron.
Woo, thanks for being Aaron. Here. I know. Email address, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. Facebook page by the same name. Keep listening. Keep looking forward to the Geeks Next Door Presents. Some sort of weird living D&D adventure thing. We'll get that out there somehow, and we'll use the advertising wizards we have on staff to make sure everybody in the world knows about it.
Ryan.
What about Ryan?
Not it. Not it.
Not it.
Ryan is a name? I agree.
That's our advertising wizards, Ryan. Right. All right. Until next week, everybody have a good night.
Bye. Later on to you. Bye.